Howdy, and welcome to episode 18 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours, so we use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, or job openings, please don't hesitate to let me know. Use the contact form on the website, and we'll work on getting those updates out on the next episode. You are a producer of the show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold for advertisers for value. Some of these shows will be longer. Some will be shorter. I'll do my best to always try to keep things relevant to the news at hand. Traffic time. Well, it's normal busy. You can still wait 2 to 5 minutes to make a left turn in the morning and afternoon. Cumberland 100 is still getting some regular work. Looks like it paused a little bit because we've had some rain and I guess over the holidays too. So we'll see as that picks up again as they keep going further down the road east to move those pipes and everything. So we're less than a year out from that. We had road closures. We mentioned that last week on Chester Road closed, and that was reported to be for drainage and some utility work. And it looks like it's wrapped up. So that means that's good for people that live down that road. Red light update. We still have three, one at Old Cox and Publix and Walmart. Still, we'll be getting one eventually at City Center entrance and the Cumberland and 100 intersection that is being worked on right now. I'm not sure how either one of those is going to help or hurt with the morning and evening school rush. We're growing. Well, city news, nothing really got posted as everyone's kind of come back into the mix. Homes for sale were down to 201 from 209 last week, and it's the same highs and lows from last week with a $3.495 million house on 70 acres and a $250,000 townhome with no acres. Town meeting updates. Well, there has been no meeting updates since last time. There was a park and landscape board meeting on the 5th, but just like we have mentioned before, there's no notes or official things posted on the website to help keep track of what they're doing. We mentioned it last week with that we know from the last planning commission and board of commissioners there will be more work for them to do. And so I'm hopeful that they got a couple cool things on their list, and we'll hear from that shortly. Because when it comes to town meetings, our next ones are, you know, next week. January 13th at 7 p.m. is our planning commission. January 15th is the board of commissioners meeting. And January 29th is the board commissioners town hall. And around town coffee is January 14th. So next week is probably getting back into the groove, which is good. State of Tennessee. Well, not a lot of news. Seems like all the news agencies and newspapers and a lot of that stuff took off. So the only two things I thought was kind of interesting is the Tennessee Senate panel wants officers at privately run prisons by to wear body cameras on there. And this is in opposition to the state correctioners commissioner. So we'll see what happens from there. I think that could be a good thing. It will definitely obviously change behavior and will help and can hurt officers and inmates if something goes on. I think body cams have been a great addition to law enforcement and have helped save people and at both directions of that. The Leadvale access area on Douglas Lake is still closed to public as crews to work to still repair damages caused by Hurricane Helene across the area. A popular entry boat for fishing in there sustained significant structural damage during the storm. The Bills, well, you know, if they haven't been doing anything for a couple weeks now, and next week and a little bit of this week, it's on like Donkey Kong. There is the State Building Commission is meeting tomorrow on the 8th at 1 p.m. No agenda posted for that. January 13th, there's basically it's like a full day, 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and 3:30, different areas of it. But basically, you've got a Senate floor session, a Senate's Finance, Ways and Means, a Senate State and Local Government Committee, a State Commerce and Labor Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're all meeting at different times tomorrow. And I guess one thing that's going to be interesting is that just proves that there's not a lot of people, I guess, or nobody that sits on multiple boards like that, because they couldn't be in four places at once. But the Ways and Means Committee is the only one that had a meaningful agenda. And so we'll kind of go through that. So we look at SB 1152. This is the Ola May Ransom Reintegration Act, which exempts veterans of the United States, including the National Guard Reserves, from a payment of $15 for a business license. So kind of like an interesting name for it, but I guess there is some story there. SB 735. As introduced, just a compensation to be paid for the acquisition or removal of outdoor advertising lawfully erected prohibits the use of amortization to provide such just compensation. So something to do with outdoor advertisements, kind of interesting there. SB 1069. This, as introduced, will try with prior notification that the auctioneer is required to send the Motor Vehicle Commission of time and place of auction where the motor vehicles at a going out of business sale will be sold and sent electronically. So I guess they were sending manual papers and now they're going to do it electronically. Another one amends TCA's Title 67, Chapter 4, as introduced, exempts child care agencies from business tax, requires state to annually allocate the amount of such taxes derived from the child care services and received from counties and municipalities in the 2023 to 2024 fiscal year. So kind of interesting how it's like kind of backdated a little bit there. SB 918. Boat and Boating amends the TCA Title 69, Chapter 9, as introduced, increases from 12 to 16 the minimum age of operating personal watercraft without direct adult supervision, requires persons operating watercraft to maintain financial responsibility in the same amount applicable to vehicles, which AKA means insurance. SB 1101, Taxes, Exemption, and Credit, amends the TCA Title 5, Title 6, and Title 67, Chapter 5, as introduced, creates tax exemptions for portions of property that provide tree canopy covers in counties whose local governing bodies elect to create this exemption. So if you make shade, you get some cool thing. We definitely got to look at that as we get closer here. Then we have education curriculum, amends TCA Title 49 is introduced, requires each local education agency and public charter school to annually implement an evidence-based substance abuse and violence prevention program in a school that serves students of any grades 3 through 12 to reduce tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drug use by students. SB 1411, criminal offense, amends TCA Title 39 and 49, Chapter 6, and as introduced, makes assault against school employees a Class E felony under certain circumstances. And then there was one more thing, which was SB 141, which just says Department of Treasury high priority items for 2026 with no other details. So I guess cool story. They're doing things. So it'd be kind of interesting to see if there's any reports out of this Ways and Means after that. How's the Hill? Well, back at it. You know, it's passable. We're back to warm again. The weather guessers are predicting highs in the 60s, almost 70s, and lows down in the 60s and even in the 20s in the next week with some rain on Friday and Saturday. New businesses, nothing spotted. Ace Hardware is still brewing. We have seen a couple people post on Fairview Then and Now about job openings, and they haven't been posted yet, but apparently the website's getting close. As they're getting closer to construction, they're going to start doing that. So that's great to hear. The property across from Car Orthotics is still for sale, so we're still waiting for that. And there's a couple other properties. No new properties on the commercial side have been listed. The same three things have been for sale. Farmers Market, make sure you head to the Farmers Market every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts, located down the road and across the road from Publix. There are so many good places to get breads and treats, local beef and pork, fruits and vegetables, along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and other holiday gifts as those wind down for the year. So you'll see some of the regulars coming back. And so that's great. Old Town Antiques is our local business brick and mortar highlight. This is our local antique mall. It's a must place visit, and you should check it out every now and then because things change all the time. Some of the booths have been recently updated, and other booths have been added since then. This is a great place to support local businesses and people. The staff is amazing and help you track down something, and always a pleasure to check out with. Get some, you know, goat milk soap, some Coca-Cola memorabilia, old vinyl, jewelry, kitchenware, toys, and a whole list of random things that are constantly changing. Check them out on Facebook. They always have promotions and sales and stuff like that, so definitely follow them there. Job openings. We still basically have the same 29 job openings, which basically means there is every major food retailer has job openings, along with, you know, Sherman Williams, the Fairview Animal Clinic, Publix, Welch Associates, Covenant Primary Care, Brookside Properties, Walmart, Jingo Market, Dixon Medical Associates. The city still has their police officer position, and Destination Pet LLC has an animal care attendant. So if you have any other jobs that you know, or internships or cool things like that, please let us know. Just fill out the contact form on the website. We'll be glad to announce those job openings to make sure people can have a way to find them. History nugget. Well, we're going to do Whippoorwill Drive. This is the home of the Whippoorwill Farm Day Camp. This camp was started in 1971 by Sidney Wooten as a place for kids to learn about nature and having a great time. This camp has won many awards and positive reviews over the past. The camp announced in September that, you know, after 50 years, the camp was permanently closing, and because the owners were ready to retire. I know our kids got to go there. It's an amazing place, and it's sorely missed, but it's a cool thing to have the road and a little bit of history there out in that Fairview Fernvale area. So good stuff there. Upcoming events. Well, nothing to really recap from last week. You know, new events that are coming up. We've got Bowie Park, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. is that Project Feeder Watch, which is at the Nature Center. Tomorrow, at January 8th at 10 to 11, is the Ooey Gooey Amphibians, designed for 7 and under kids at the Bowie Nature Center. January 13th, the Bowie Scrapbookers are going to be there from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., where you bring your scrapbooking stuff and people will help you get it all assembled. And we had this submitted by someone that's at the Fairview High School Band. January 17th, there will be a Songwriters Night, the High School Band, and FSD Performing Arts Center at 1030 Excellence Way. This is 6 to 8:30. A lot of big names there. We'll have that flyer that they sent us on the website, so you can see that. So you can see Jada Cato, Jim Collins, Eric Halbig, Collins Horton, Jill Goolsby, and Lauren Maschidi, and a couple other people will be there. And if you look at the list of songs that some of these people wrote and helped perform and do all kinds of things in the music business, it's really impressive. So the seats and prices are anywhere from $30 to $75. We have the link on there to do that. January 22nd, 2 to 3 p.m. is the Herp Heroes, 8 and over. We'll learn about all forms of lizards out there. So January 30th is their seed swap at Bowie Park. So come and exchange your cuttings in there. And then the park and city had a big update, came from Bowie Park, but their Easter egg hunt is March 28th. Arts and Crafts Fair is May 2nd. Movie night at Bowie is May 16th. The fishing rodeo at Veterans Park is June 6th. That's a great time to go through there through July 3rd. July 3rd is the 4th of July celebration. So we will be rocking that. Back to school is at City Hall is August 1st. This back to school bash. So we'll see what that turns into. Nature Fest is September 19th. Fall Fun Day is October 10th. Trunk or Treat is October 24th. The tree lighting event is December 4th. And December 5th is the Christmas parade, with December 12th as being the alternate if there. So that's really good. One of our commissioners here posted, Commissioner Buffalini, the the voting calendar for 2026. If you don't know, this is obviously one of those every 2 years something important happens in the country in your area, and this is one of those years where there's going to be a good chunk of people running for election this year. So May 5th is the county primary, August 6th is the state primary and county general, and November 3rd is the federal, state, and municipal election. So that means for our town, we have the mayor coming up and a couple other positions, so it's important for there. And we've got the early voting. We've added this all to the calendar, and we're going to post this photo so that we've got all that stuff listed out there nice and clear for everybody. For the kids, well, there's still tons of activities and sports to do to keep your kids engaged. There are some cheer programs, recreation teams for baseball, basketball, football, and others. There's a thriving Girl Scouts and Scouts BSA programs from elementary to high school kids. If you have a homeschooler, always make sure you're checking out the Bowie Park schedule for clubs that meet there. And if you have kids that are interested in dance, gymnastics, or cheer, make sure you reach out to La La's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. Vigilance Martial Arts is our local taekwondo and jiu-jitsu school that teaches way more than just moves. And then the Fairview Youth Jacket Wrestling Program is a great program with a lot of summer options. And it looks like the Rec Volleyball League is getting cooking. And so all games will be played on Saturdays, with most games being held at the Academy Park and Gymnasium down in Franklin. Practice begins the week of March 16th, and specific practice day range per age group will be determined, but right now they've got games on March 28th, 11th, 18th, 25th, 2nd, and May 9th. So we'll get those count added to the calendar. And basically there's 9U, 11U, and 14U. So 7 to 9 co-ed is there, and ages 10 to 11 there's a girls intermediate league, and ages 12 to 14 is the girls junior league. So if you've got someone interested, definitely do it. School news. Well, Christmas break is done. Everyone's back to school, and we are rocking and rolling, so that's great. Hawk and Tiger news. No new news since last week. Falcon news. School is back, but there was no newsletter released like there normally is before the show. They obviously posted about ebooks coming up, and makeup exams are going to be on January 13th for math, social studies, and enrichment makeup exams and assignments. So if you had a student that missed it, that's their chance. Then we have Wednesday, January 14th is the ELA makeup for there. There's also a basketball game last night with the sixth graders and the seventh and eighth graders. I could see the parking lot was full. On Thursday, there'll be a JV game against Grassland, where the sixth graders will be at home and the others will be at Grassland. On January 15th at 6 p.m., there'll be a meeting at the mechatronics program at the FPAC at the high school to talk about that program. January 16th is the Falcon Pride schedule. And February 12th is the spring pictures, a new date. March 5th is the makeup pictures for spring portraits. The Lady Falcons football is January 25th, 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Fairview High School and football field. Eighth grader news, basically their four-year plan is February 19th through March 5th at the library. The high school counselors will be meeting with students to try to come up with some of their freshman classes February 19th through March 5th. So please set up a meeting if you have a kid with an IEP, then definitely bring that up so you can get it all scheduled. That's kind of it. Then Thursday, January, the FPAC will be talking about that mechatronics. We already got that. The Monica Burr Foundation Teen Safety Matters curriculum is getting rolled out. We kind of talked about that a little bit before, but regarding education on detection, intervention, prevention, and treatment of child abuse and human traffic, the MBF Teen Safety Matters Prevention, Treatment, Human Trafficking stuff was a comprehensive program for middle school students, grades 6 to 7. This year, it will only be delivered to the seventh grade students. So if you've got a seventh grader and you want to learn about the Teen Safety Matters, make sure you send an email to them. Jacket news, school is back, but no new newsletters. Applications for the Innovation Center are on ClassLink from December 2nd to February 13th. Senior jackets and rings can be ordered. January 28th will be an open house for the Entrepreneurs Center at 6 p.m. If you have a student that's starting to drive, make sure you check out everything there. and we've got those links there. Faith moment. Well, this week I found the message from Bridge Church out in Fredericksburg, Texas, starting about how to start off the new year with prayer and some time with the Lord. Pastor Jimmy talks about some of the steps to and the benefits of it, and I think you'll really enjoy. And basically, in the simplest sense, is start small and finish big, right? You don't have to dedicate, you know, hours, days to meditation and prayer. Just put some time aside, and you'll start seeing how important that time is. So here we go.
Preparation precedes breakthrough. We need to prepare ourselves for what God wants to do. Small steps of obedience create space for God's power. Small steps. Again, I talked about goals being highly overrated. We're setting all these big goals. But what about just walking every day with Him? Do you have a morning time that you spend with the Lord? If you don't, I want to encourage you. You should get up a little bit earlier. Just a little bit. It doesn't even take much. Get up earlier and get on the YouVersion Bible and download a couple of those devotionals. I love My Outburst for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. I'm back on that. I've been doing that for a while now. It is speaking into the deep places of my life. But there is so much available out there if we will avail ourselves to it. And I want to encourage you. Get up a little earlier. Start a morning devotional time. Some people call it a quiet time. I just call it my daily routine, my daily practice. And it's sacred. Just ask Annette. Honey, will you walk with me this morning? Later. Me and the Lord, me and Jesus are talking right now. We're having a conversation. It's so special to me and so precious. I will rarely take an early breakfast with anyone. It's because that time is the most special time of my day. The next special time of my day is being with my wife. But that is like the most, that's a non-negotiable for me. And I would encourage you to do the same. Faith is completed through obedience. Listen to this in James 1:22. I love the book of James because James just beats around the bush all the time. He didn't really get to the... I'm kidding. That's sarcasm. James is a brick in the head kind of guy. Cinder block brick. Listen to what he says. But be doers of the word. Be doers of what God says and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. He said, if you just hear the word, you just hear the Bible, you just listen to sermons, you just download and listen to worship and stuff, but if you don't do anything about it, then you're literally deceiving yourself. You got the t-shirt, you got the bracelet, you got the bumper sticker, you got the Bible app on your phone, but that doesn't mean you're after God. And that you're actually doing what He's told you to do. James 1:22 in the Message translation, Pastor Eugene Peterson puts it this way: don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Letting it go in one ear and out the other like it did not stick somewhere. It just went right through us. Here's the key thought in this. God moves when His people move in faith. God is waiting on us to move. Last week in communion, I talked about James 4:8. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. It's covenant language. That covenant language and covenant promise still stands that when we move, He moves. When the father saw the son, the prodigal coming home, he saw him, he was moving, and the father went to him. Listen, this is a biblical principle. Make a move. Take a step. Take a step of faith. Say, you know what, I'm going to get up a little earlier, and I'm going to get into God's word. I'm going to spend time with God. Hey, if all you know is the Lord's Prayer, pray the Lord's Prayer. Go to our page, read over our fasting guide and get into that. And so that there's a great place to start. There is so much available. And anybody who needs help finding that, talk to any one of us. We can direct you to something that will help you devotionally. God moves when His people move in faith. So here's the charge. This is not a year to stand still. This is a year to rise up, to step out, and to speak out. We talked a lot about cultural engagement. We've got to engage our culture with substance, with answers and solutions. not opinions, not memes, not the latest, black hole, rabbit hole piece of news, but with wisdom from God's word. That's what the world's looking for. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for the real thing, and we have an opportunity to present it. So we're going to do our closing declarations. We did this last week. I reshaped these a little bit. Why don't you stand to your feet? Let's do this together. There's something powerful happens when you declare things out of your mouth. When you declare truth, scientifically speaking, your brain hears it, and it actually rewires your brain if you'll do it repetitively. Now, if you do it once, it's still helpful because it lifts your spirit. It builds yourself up on your most holy faith, as Jude says. So listen to this, Joshua 3:5. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. I believe that for you in 2026. This is going to be a great year. Why? Because we have a great God. Amen? I didn't say the circumstances are going to be great. I said the year's going to be great because God is great. So let's do our declarations. You ready? All right, let's read these together. Ready? Read. We thank God for His faithfulness in this past year. We release regret, disappointment, and fear. We choose gratitude over resentment. We look forward with the eyes of faith to what God has for us. We choose hope over fear. We will engage culture with a biblical worldview. We are starting this year strong because we ended 2025 strong. And we step into this new year trusting the Lord with faith, hope, and expectation. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout. He is good. And we get to do this. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for truth bombs that you just landed on us today. We receive them, Lord. We prepare our hearts to cross over, to move into this new place, this new space with you, Lord. That's our heart. Father, we're not talking about epic and sensational. We're talking about the dailies. Everything, the little things we do every day. Making right decisions and doing the next thing, Jesus, you tell us to do. To do the next right thing on a continual basis. Long obedience in one direction. That's our heart for this coming year. And we know in that we will meet you with our head, with our heart, and with our hands. Thank you for truth that changes, truth that transforms. And Father, I pray if there's anyone here this morning who's ready to take a step of faith in their walk with you. Take a step, their first step on the journey maybe, to come to know Jesus Christ and invite Him to be the Lord of their life. Father, if they're here today, would you give them the courage to come down here? And just so you'll know, we're going to have people ready to pray down here. I would ask that our prayer partners to go ahead and come down here. Go ahead and make your way and stand here. If you're here this morning and you need prayer for anything, we are here to pray with you. We want to pray with you. My word for this year is pray. My phrase for 2026 is let's pray. Annette's word for 2026, which she got in the middle of the night is more. So I'm combining ours to say, let's pray more. And I believe that's the heart of God for us. So if you have prayer, need prayer, we're here for you. Let's pray more. Father, in Jesus' name, we honor you with our hearts. We honor you with our heads. We honor you with our hands. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you. We love you. Have an amazing week on purpose.
Welcome back. I hope that message resonated with you as we are in the new year and we're doing these new things. You can check out the full sermon online, but I think this was a good one and this part that we took of it, which was towards the end of it. Donations. On the donations front, nothing new from Fountain. We still have other payment options that we're trying to get all situated, but please use the Fountain app, which is a next generation podcast app. If you're just using the podcast app on your Apple iPhone or the built-in one from Google Music, you're missing out on a ton of features. So please, if you can, join us as a monthly subscriber of $3.50. And I think we'll be able to do some really cool things in 2026 since we started at the end of 2025. I'm excited to see what kind of awesome things we can do. So please be a producer of this show and help support it. Thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, thank you. Please support this show with your time, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. You're a producer of this show. Sharing your talent. If you have any skills that can help the show and help Fairview, let us know, right? Use that contact form. Treasure, if you are receiving this product for free without paid advertisement, you're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially with a value for value system so that we can do more. I'd love to do some interviews of some state and local leaders and get some of those things done. So make sure and always check us out on HelloFairview.com because a lot more things are coming. And y'all have a great day. Thank y'all.